I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. This next story takes us to Detroit and a side of that city that's not well known, Detroit's Belgian roots. For real, Detroit used to have one of the largest pockets of Belgian immigration in the U.S. But this story is also about community and friendship when it really counts. Here's our friend, Alina Simone.
In 1805, after a huge fire destroyed the city of Detroit, it adopted the motto, "We hope for better things. It will arise from the ashes." Detroit has definitely had its share of ups and downs since then, but some people here aren't chasing after reinvention. Their hopes might surprise you.
We're here for the Belgian community. I mean, as long as I'm going to be involved in it, it'll be the same as it's been for years and years without many changes.
Ron DeVos is co-owner of the Cadieu Café, stronghold of the city's Belgian community. It's been here since the turn of the century. And while Motor City isn't exactly teeming with Belgians today, the legacy endures at the Cadieu Café in the form of frites and feather bowling, a sport so rare they barely play it in Belgium anymore.
Just like these wooden cheese wheel-shaped balls, and it's played on dirt, you know, these trenches, and with pigeon feather targets. It's all kind of earthy, and it's really hypnotic even, just even to watch it, watching that ball go back and forth, up and down the alley.
Yeah, you kind of need to play it to get what he means. That's Jerry Lemieux, longtime member of the Cadieu Café Feather Bowling League and two-time grand champ. Even though all of Jerry's grandparents were Belgian, it was only a family tragedy that brought feather bowling to his attention.
I discovered feather bowling at my mother's wake, which was right here in this room. She was visiting relatives in Belgium when she suddenly, surprisingly, died there. And her body was shipped back, and the local Belgian funeral home arranged to have her wake here. And while I was here, I saw feather bowling for the first time. I peeked through the door, and some of these old men were playing this strange game that I had never seen before.
When Jerry joined the league back in 1981, almost all the feather bowlers were Belgian. But as funerals became more frequent and demographics began to shift, Jerry felt like a piece of history was being lost. Since he was an artist by trade, he decided to start painting the portraits of each year's grand feather bowling champion.
Oh, man, they're Belair Spiderbrut, they're you know, Remy Flippo, they're Leo Lamotte, they're Franz Leroy, on and on. These guys were amazing. I mean, these guys came from Belgium, many of them, and they would tell me their stories. Many of them were involved in the resistance. You know, Franz told me about going out the back window as the Nazis are coming in the front door. And I didn't want these guys to be forgotten. I wanted their pictures on the wall so I could point to them and retell their stories.
Soon the portraits became a bigger incentive for winning the championship than winning.
And a lot of guys started to compete a little bit harder. They wanted their picture up there.
Here's last year's feather bowling champ, Steve Goski.
The portrait is really the thing, because that's what goes with you through life. It hangs on the wall, and the day you pass on, it's brought to the funeral home. It sits on the coffin. All the guys, we come representing, you know, the entire club for one of our members. And then we come back here. We have a little ceremony where we bowl the last ball for the guy and say a couple of words, and then it hangs back up on the wall, and there it is for eternity, you know.
And so it really hurt when just a couple of months after winning the championship, Steve noticed a blank space where his portrait should be.
Just like, you know, looked up at the wall, and there's something missing. So sometime in mid-December, somebody made off with it.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. But this loss hit particularly hard.
I'd just been diagnosed with cancer. So to have that portrait stolen at that moment, it seemed like a little bit of extra bad luck thrown on top of it all.
The Feather Bowling League blanketed the neighborhood in flyers. The story of Steve's stolen portrait even made the local TV news.
He's a champion feather bowler, his photo proudly on display.
That is, until it went missing, Fox News' Emil Elric has...
Jerry himself is no stranger to the intersection of art, crime, and news. He's a sought-after courtroom sketch artist. His non-feather bowling subjects include Manuel Noriega and Abdul Muttalib, better known as the Underwear Bomber.
You know, I want to... somehow have a sense of their humanity, what, you know, no matter what they've done, because it's always more complex than the headlines.
I'm not sure if that's true of the feather bowling heist of 2013, but anyway, though the case of Steve's stolen portrait has never been solved, it has been resolved. Jerry quietly painted a new portrait and presented it to Steve at this year's league banquet.
It felt good. It felt good to have it back in his hands again.
I recorded my conversations with Steve and Jerry back in August when Steve was finishing up chemo and looking forward to bowling for the championship again. But recently his condition took a sudden turn for the worse, and this past weekend, Steve Goskey passed away at the age of 46. When I called Jerry LeMenu on Skype, he described how members of the Feather Bowling League packed Steve's bedside on one of his final days.
There were probably 25, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 25 members around Steve's bed, and he hugged everybody. And it was a Steve hug, totally embracing and loving.
When Jerry got home that day, he sent an email to everyone in the league.
I want to let them know that I thought when I joined the club so many years ago that I was entering the last moments of the golden age because the old Belgians were still there, and I knew they weren't going to be there that much longer. But I realized that right now is a golden age.
But I like every minute of the day.
When you're part of this club, you're not forgotten. You don't really go away. We'll have a picture on the wall to point to, and we'll have stories to tell.
From Detroit, for the world, this is Alina Simone.
I like every second, so long as you are on my mind. Every moment has its special charm. It's all right when you're around, rain or shine.
That's The Who and a tune written by Pete Townsend called Blue, Red, and Gray. Steve Goskey asked his friends to play the song at his funeral. You can see a photo of Steve with his championship portrait at PRI.org. And while you're there, check out the video of what appears to be the perfect feather bowling shot. You be the judge. Anyway, Blue, Red, and Gray goes out to Steve Goskey and his friends at the Cadieux Cafe.